英検準2級過去6回全問題集 CD2 2009年度第3回実用英語技能検定準2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから準2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部から第3部まであります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。第1部では例題を1題放送します。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その最後の文に対する応答として最も適切なものを選ぶ形式です。第1部の例題を聞いてください。対話とそれに続く応答が一度だけ読まれます。
Would you like to play tennis with me after school, Peter?
I can't, Jane. I have to go straight home.
How about tomorrow then?
1. We can go today after school. 2. I don't have time today. 3.That will be fine.
皆さんは今の問題の答えを一つだけ選びます。ここでは3が正しい答えですから、回答用紙の例題のところに3がマークされています。では実際の問題を放送しますので用意してください。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーテンまで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
City Post Office.
Hello, I received a notice that says you have a package for me. My name is Craig Hardy, and my package number is 32754.
32754. Okay, Mr. Hardy.When would you like us to deliver the package?
1. 10 stamps, please. 2. Don't worry about it. 3. Anytime this afternoon.
Number 2.
May I help you?
Yes. I want to buy some sunglasses for my boyfriend.
These are really nice.They're on sale for $100.
1. Sorry, that's a little expensive. 2. He doesn't wear sunglasses. 3. They don't fit me very well. Number 3.
Amanda, I have 2 tickets to the circus. Would you like to go?
That sounds like fun. When is it?
On Saturday at 2 p.m.
1. Sure, I can try again. 2. Sure, I'm free that day. 3. Sure, I'll get tickets for us. Number 4.
See you on Sunday at the park, Hillary.
Oh, I was going to tell you, but I can't go. My grandma had to go to the hospital yesterday, and my family and I are going to visit her on Sunday.
I hope she's okay. See you next week, then.
1. I'm free this weekend. 2. Sorry about Sunday. 3. The park is nearby.Number 5. Excuse me, sir. Does the bus that's coming now go to Central Hospital?
No, it doesn't.
Do you know which bus I should take?
1. In just a few minutes. 2. Go ahead and get on it. 3. Either bus number 25 or 27.
Number 6. How was your vacation in Madrid, Ben?
It was great. I saw lots of interesting things.
Did you learn any Spanish?
1. Just a few easy words. 2. The food was good. 3. We can go together.
Number 7. Excuse me, waiter. Can I change my order?
No problem. What do you want to change, ma'am?
I'd like the fish, not the steak, please.
1. Okay, I'll move your table. 2. Okay, I'll bring your steak. 3. Okay, I'll tell the chef.
Number 8. Dad, did you play any sports when you were a kid?
Well, I played ice hockey until I was 16.
Really? Why did you stop?
1. I hurt my back. 2. I've never tried it. 3. Maybe in 10 minutes.
Number 9.
Where were you, Julie? I was looking for you all over the store.
Sorry, Dad. I was just trying on a shirt in the fitting room.
Oh, okay. How was it?
1. I went to another store. 2. I'm looking for a shirt. 3. It was too big for me. Number 10.
Hello, Hitoshi speaking.
Hi, Hitoshi. This is Jane. I was wondering if you could come to my house this afternoon and help me with my Japanese homework.
Actually, I'm busy this afternoon. How about tonight?
1. Sure. I've finished my homework. 2. Sure. 6 o'clock would be good for me. 3. Sure. We can go to Japan.
これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー11からナンバー20まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Bradbury Dental Clinic.
Hello. I have to work late today, so I won't be able to see the dentist for my appointment this evening.
May I have your name, ma'am?
Donna Bender. My appointment was for 6 o'clock. Question. Why is the woman calling the dental clinic? Number 12.
Carrie, you got your school report card today, right? Can I see it?
Okay, Dad. I hope you won't be angry. My grades aren't as good as last time.
Well, I know you're busy with tennis, but I still want you to do better than this.
I know. I promise I'll work harder next term. Question. What does Carrie's father tell her? Number 13. Excuse me, how much does it cost to ride the bus?
It's $1.50, ma'am.
Could I pay with a $20 bill? It's all I have right now.
I'm sorry, bus drivers aren't allowed to give change.
Question. What is the woman trying to do? Number 14.
Hello.
Hi, Curtis. This is Barbara. Do you want to come over to study for the German exam this afternoon?
All right, but I'll have to leave by 5 o'clock to go to my sister's school play.
No problem. I'm sure we can get a lot done before then. Question. What do Barbara and Curtis decide to do? Number 15.
Hi, Deborah. How was your weekend?
It was great. My uncle has a farm with a lot of animals. I went there and rode a horse.
That sounds like fun. Are you good at riding?
Yes. I've been doing it since I was a little girl. Question. What did Deborah do on the weekend? Number 16. Wow, Bill, you have so many DVDs. Where did you get them?
Well, I bought some of them at the video store, but most of them were presents from my friends.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah, I love movies, so people always give me DVDs.
Question. Where did Bill get most of his DVDs? Number 17.
Excuse me, I think I left my bag somewhere in this shopping mall yesterday.
Okay, sir. I'll check the lost and found office for you. What does it look like?
It's a small blue backpack.
All right. Please wait a moment. Question. What is the man's problem? Number 18.
Laura, would you like to come to my house for dinner tomorrow? I've been learning to cook.
Sure. I'd love to come, Bob. What time should I be there?
Anytime after 6:30 would be fine.
Great. I'll bring something to drink. Question. What will Laura and Bob do tomorrow? Number 19. I'm glad that you arrived safely for your homestay, Jun. Do you need to call your parents?
I'd like to, but it's the middle of the night in Japan, Ms. Bryant.
Oh, I see. When is a good time to call?
I'll call them this evening.
Question. Why isn't Jun going to call his parents now? Number 20.
Excuse me, waitress. This glass is dirty.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll get you another glass of water. Is everything else okay?
Yes. The steak and potatoes are great, and the salad was delicious, too.
Good. I'll be right back with your water, sir. Question. What is one thing the man tells the waitress?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Marco is from Italy, but he is working in Japan. Last month, he became a little homesick. When he told one of his Japanese friends that he missed his home country, she suggested that he watch an Italian movie. Marco thought that was a good idea, so he rented one from a video store. Question: What was Marco's problem? Number 22.
Recently, Nina has had trouble with her eyes. When she watches TV for a long time, she gets a headache. In class, she sometimes has difficulty reading the blackboard when the teacher writes something. When she told her father about this, he said that she might need glasses. Nina will go to the eye doctor on Saturday to have her eyes tested.
Question: What did Nina's father tell her? Number 23. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Trenton Street Festival. You'll find lots of food stands selling everything from roast pork to potato pancakes. In Trenton Park, musicians will be playing all day. There are trash cans all around town, so please use them. Thank you, and enjoy the festival. Question: What does the speaker ask people to do? Number 24.
Last month, Sally's uncle gave her a collection of old stamps. Sally took the stamps to a store and learned that they were quite valuable. When she told her uncle, he said that she should keep the stamps in a safe place. Sally bought a stamp album to put them in, and she keeps the album locked in her desk drawer.
Question: What did Sally do with the stamps? Number 25. Okay, students, that's the end of today's art class. Next week, we'll be studying oil painting. You may get dirty, so please remember to bring some old clothes. You can change into the clothes before the class. Thank you, and see you next week. Question: What does the teacher tell the students about next week's art class? Number 26.
Last Saturday, Vicky's father took the family to the mountains for a picnic. Before they left, he gave Vicky a map and showed her the route they were going to take. While her father was driving, Vicky looked at the map and told him which way to go. She was glad that she could help her dad.
Question: How did Vicky help her father on Saturday? Number 27. Many people would not want to swim in cold water in the winter. But in Finland, winter swimming is quite popular. Some people there swim in lakes or in the ocean when the temperature of the water is close to 0 degrees Celsius. They usually stay in the water for a few minutes and then go into a sauna to warm up. Question: What do some people in Finland do in the winter? Number 28.
Mr. and Mrs. Tanaka are retired. 5 years ago, they decided to study English together at a language school. They chose to study English because they sometimes take vacations abroad. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Tanaka are quite good at speaking English. They have made some friends at the school, and they are planning to take a vacation together next summer.
Question: Why did Mr. and Mrs. Tanaka want to learn English? Number 29. Nigel has been a college student for 6 months. He lives by himself in an apartment, so he has been learning how to cook. Next week, he is going to visit his parents. He will make a meal for them to show them his new skills. He plans to prepare roast chicken. Question: What is Nigel going to do next week? Number 30.
Scientists in Australia have done some research into the types of food people give their cats. The scientists were surprised by how much fish is eaten by cats. In Australia, cats eat more fish than humans do. Cats there eat about 13.7 kilograms of fish per year, but the average person eats only 11 kilograms.
Question: what were the scientists surprised by?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて、答えの記入をやめてください。